Welcome back to Wine Auditorium. We're about 2.5 minutes away from introductions here at Wine Auditorium for the Flint Hills Optimist Club All-Star Basketball Classic. Our boys game, 56-55, was our girls' score, with the blue team winning on a game-winning shot from Sage Hadley. We'll get you stats, hopefully, since Chuck had to bail, since we do have that is approaching the KVOE listening area, and Chuck Samples will anchor our coverage back at the KVOE studios. Real quickly, let's get you some scores. Kansas City Royals this afternoon, 4-3 victory over Cleveland. A good win for the boys in blue after the disappointing 10-inning loss on Thursday on opening day. And in the final, in the Elite Eight tonight, about to get underway is Alabama and Duke from Newark, New Jersey. And it was Florida defeating Texas Tech 84-79. So Florida punching its ticket to the Final Four. Number one seed out of the West, and they came out of there. So, final warm-ups here. So here's how we're going to do our player interviews here during our boys game. We will have them come up to the broadcast position here at White. And I'll try to keep score as much as I can. I like to multitask, so everyone should know that. But no baseline interviews here for our boys game, since we do have weather approaching the KVOE listening area. So, can you get ready to do our introductions of the great Bill Neinsted. Good to see Niner here. Still a good crowd here on a Saturday night here at White. And special guy in the building. Blue team. All right, so Ken Hansen's going to help me out with player interviews for our boys game. He's going to start with blue. Real quickly, like I mentioned, there's a special person here in this gym. The great Jared Casey is in the building. The legendary Jayhawk is here supporting someone very special that played at Emporia High. And I hope he makes a lot of threes like he did at Manhattan in February. So, let's introduce our players. We will start as Eric Porter shot, or the clock on the south goal is not on, so Brett Stewart going to get to work on that. Let's go ahead and introduce the teams. Let's start with the blue. They are coached by Dylan Farr, who's looking to get his first win over Eric Porter. Sage Faper, a 6'3 from Burlington. Also Wyatt Bailey, a 6'2 from Osage City. Timmy Roberts, 5'8 from Burlingame. Madden Seidel, 6'4 from Emporia High. Drew Conradi, 6'1 from Lebo. Carson Shore, 5'11 from Chase County. Hunter Tenbrink, 6' from Mission Valley. Bryson Palmquist, 6' from Council Grove. And from Madison, Colton Ish standing at 6'2. For Red, coached by Eric Porter, trying to go out on top. As I need to get my sheet with all my notes, because Chuck had a copy too. There we go. So the Red, coached by Eric Porter. Nolan Truster, 6'1 from Hartford. Gunnar McMahon, 6'1 from West Franklin. Ben Gantz, 6'2 from Council Grove. Nolan Jacob, he loves his Kansas Jayhawks, 6'2 from Emporia High. Zach Oswald, 6'4 from Lebo. Hunter Buttrate, 5'9 from Council Grove. Porter Dieters, 5'10 from Mission Valley. Caden Frank, 5'7 from Wabunsee. And Dane Winters, 5'11 from Burlingame. There are your 18 All-Stars for this boys game. So we are about ready to go here. From White Auditorium. It's kind of the capstone of the winter season and all the basketball players. As a lot of good six area teams making it to state this year, led by the state champions in 1A Division I on the boys' side, the Opie Eagles. Also making it, it's a state in 2A, Chase County. Both their teams making it to state in 2A at Bramlage. Both falling in the quarterfinal round. The Chase County girls fell to the eventual state runner-up Donovan West, and Chase County boys ended up falling to the eventual state champion Sterling. And then also the 3A girls was represented by Osage City, who fell to Colby in the quarterfinal round. And then both Lebo teams made it out to Colby. Lebo was third in 1A2, and the Lebo boys a third consecutive trip to state under Dennis Becker. So we're getting ready to go. We'll introduce the five on the floor when they get out there. As our officials out there, Coach Neinsted announcing them here as getting ready to go here from White. We're on Slaymaker Court. So, Damon Schmidt came into the building. His pops, Chris Schmidt, named the Coach of the Year, Keisha Covert, and Sports in Kansas at 1A1 today. On the floor for Blue, starting, it'll be Sage Pfeiffer, Madden Seidel, Bryson Palmquist, Colton Ish, and Timmy Roberts. We'll have our first interview here in just a moment. Let me adjust some things. For the Red, they will go with Dane Winters. Oh, we got a Berlin game matchup. Coach West got to love it. Also out there. Tab is controlled by Red, moving from right to left. It is Zach Oswald, Porter Dieters. Here's a three. Dolan Jacob from the corner got rejected there by Bryson Palmquist. And Blue will have it just underway here from White. Timmy Roberts gets it over to Palmquist. Now Roberts as he's swinging around the perimeter. Pfeiffer, the Burlington product, lob it in. Hey! Two-hand slam! Bryson Palmquist! Oh, unanimous pick in the Flint Hills League. We're joined by Wyatt Bailey of Osage City. Bryson Palmquist went up for a slam there.
That was our game plan right there.
There you go. Well, what's it been like to talk or be there's Mazzell with a reverse layup, 4-0 in favor of Blue. Well, what's it like playing for Coach Fort the last 4 years?
Oh, you know, I mean, it's different. It's unlike a coach I've ever had. He's hard on us. He expects us to play our defense, and I mean, if we don't, we won't play much.
Nolan Jacob missed the three. Mazzell for three, short. Madden, known for shooting the 3-4 lead, Baldwin and company, and Nolan Jacob with it. But you know, you guys went on a tear there in January.
It was fun. It was a good time. We had a league championship. We pretty much swept the league. We didn't really have a close game the whole tournament.
Porter Dieters airballed a three. It'll go to Blue. 18:42 to go here in the first half. Blue leads 4-0. And Wyatt Bailey with me of Osage City. You're going to come down here to Emporia State for business administration.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that. I'm going to go to play college somewhere and play some golf, so I'm not real decided
all
yet.
All right. Well, Bryson Palmquist drains a three from the top, makes it 7-0. So, but, Wyatt, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Any spring sports for you?
Yeah, I'm playing golf. I played golf for 4 years. It's a good time. But, yeah.
Well,
excited to play in this game.
Zach Oswald with the bucket, making it 7-2. And the other end, Bryson Palmquist is going up. He's got 7 of the 9. But Wyatt, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Best of luck in your future.
Thank you.
Wyatt Bailey of Osage City joining me. 9-2, Zach Oswald, teardrop from 13 feet in the paint. Zach Oswald with all four for Red, 9-4. 17:50 to go here in the first half from White. We'll have Hunter Tenbrink. Here's a three that almost bounced in for Timmy Roberts. Zach Oswald with the rebound. We'll get Hunter Tenbrink in position, so we'll get you started with him here in just a moment. Gunnar McMahon with the basketball, time of the key. Gets over Dane Winters, left wing a three. That is off the back iron, one-handed rebound from the Spartan Madden Seidel. Going to go play at Cloud Community College. Madden Seidel, right wing. Go ahead and put that on there, Mr. Tenbrink. Corner three from Timmy Roberts. Burlingame product gets into the book. Makes it 12-4. Nolan Jacob missed a three, but a backside rebound missing and the putback missing by Porter Dieters. Blue with the rebound. We'll get to a 10 break here in just a moment. Palmquist or Colton Nish missed the left wing three. Oh, we're going fast pace. Gunnar McMahon left baseline. Skip pass. Jacob to the cup right side. Floater goes in for Nolan. Nolan Jacob is into the book and makes it 12-6. 6:45 to go here in the opening half. Hunter Timbrink of Mission Valley here. And what's it like to be here?
It's exciting. I mean, obviously I haven't been able to do this before.
Yeah.
And kind of being able to be here with one of my teammates is pretty fun.
Now, what's it like that Porter's on the other side?
You know, it's weird. It's always nice having him on our team because, you know, he can do some crazy stuff in clutch time. But it is weird. It's not going to be fun trying to guard him.
Well, any spring sports for you?
Yeah, doing track and baseball.
You guys are looking to do some good things in baseball?
Yes, sir.
Well, and you are going to attend college for construction engineering. Do you know where?
Haven't decided quite yet. Yeah. We're looking down to go to Hutch.
Okay.
That's kind of the first option.
Okay.
They have a pretty good engineering program. So.
All right. Well, Hunter, congratulations on all your accomplishments. And as Madden Seidel got and Nolan Tressler, actually, here's a three missing by Sage Pfeiffer. And it's going to be a backcourt. No. Well, Hunter, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Best of luck here in your new future.
Thank you.
Hunter Tenbrink of Mission Valley. 14-6 in favor of Blue. 15:50 to go here in the opening half. Bryson Palmquist missed the teardrop. Rebound chased down there by Finn Gann, Council Grove. Also in, Caden Frank and Zach Oswald. Right wing of three missing, too strong. Long rebound chased down by the Blue team, Sage Pfeiffer. My first time of the key, made it to State. Madden, Sile, left wing, a deep three, too strong. Almost got bounced. The rebound picked up by the red team. It was picked up by Hunter Buttery for red. A corner three in, right side, Ben Gant. Coach Bruce Hula, gotta love that. Three makes it 14-9. Favor of Blue, 15-16 to go here in the opening half. See what Ken Hansen gets me as we do have a media timeout approaching here in after the next dead ball with under 15 minutes to go. Bryson Palmquist leads away for Blue with 9. Zach Oswald has 4 for Red. Blue moving from left to right here to the cup left side. Missing the shot was Pfeiffer. Rebound picked up by Red. Nolan Trester, the Hartford product. They lob it in, too deep on that pass, looking for Zach Oswald inside, and that will take us to a media timeout. 14:59 to go here in the first half. Blue leads 14-9. We're back in a moment. You're listening to the Flint Hills Optimist Club All-Star Basketball Classic.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by Chase County USD 284. Supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. By the Chase County Rec Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County community's Go Bulldogs. And by Grimmett Concrete, they do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. Seamers Construction, quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. And by Harrison Body Shop in Madison for restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates provided.
Country 101.7.
14:59 to go here in the first half. Blue leads 14-9 on the floor for Blue. They had some adjustments. We'll reset the lineup here real quick. For Blue, Sage Pfeiffer, Wyatt Bailey, Freddy, the 6'1" from Lebo, Carson Schroer, 5'11" from Chase County, and Hunter Tenbrick, the Mission Valley product. Go ahead and put that on, Mr. Seidel. You know the mom and dad got to get all the pictures. Stepmom is right here behind us. So she's going to try to get that. Here's a lob it in. Kick it out. Right wing a three for Conrad. Miss. Backdoor missing for Tenbrink. Rebound Zach Oswald. Madden Seidel of Emporia High with me. And Madden, you've been a busy man. And a backdoor layup for Trester, right side. His first basket makes it 14-11. Well, big man, what's it like to be here?
It's awesome. Playing in front of all these people. I've never met, 80% of these guys, and they're all really cool. We all got similar backgrounds, and we're all athletes just out here having some fun.
Well, you're in the middle of a baseball season. You won three in a row. You helped Spartans win three in a row.
Yes, sir. Ready to keep on winning.
Well, man, what's it been like being a three-sport athlete the last couple of years?
Busy.
Yeah. Coach Glinsman, Coach Baldwin.
Yes, sir.
You have a favorite call that I did the last couple of years for you?
Oh, probably my first points against Capen. That was fun.
I think your basket at Great Bend in the second quarter. Here's Trester, left wing of three. Swish, he's got five in a row. Ties the game at 14, 13:40 to go here in the first half. And I think that you shot fake from three, and I said, your grandpa doesn't want you to shoot it. And then, like, 10 seconds later, you gained one.
Yeah, I heard the whole student section from Great Bend telling me to shoot it, so I went ahead and shot it.
Well, you dared him, and you made it. You're going to go to the Cloud to play baseball.
Yes, sir.
You got to be most excited to play in the Jayhawks.
Very. I'm so
ben
excited.
Ben Gant with a layup from the right side. He's got five. Red leads 16-14. Well, what are you most excited about going to Concordia?
Spent a lot of time with my cousin. He's committed to go there with
me. Yeah, which Seidel is that?
Brody Seidel.
Brody. Yeah. Well, you have a lot of family out there. I know that's going to be fun to play with your cousin.
Yeah.
Step back three from the top. Oh, a bank! A bank for Sage Pfeiffer. How about that, Matt and Seidel, giving your team the lead again?
Yes, sir.
17-16 blue. Well, Madden, I'm excited to watch the rest of baseball. I know you guys are going on a tear. As Trester got a putback, missed, rebound loose, and picked up by Red. Picked up there by Caden Frank. Here's a three from the top. That's short. Rebound picked up by Blue. Congratulations on everything. You know it's been fun covering you the last couple of years, and I know you want to go to state in baseball.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Doc.
All right. Madden Seidel, Emporia High with me as the Red-Blue team leads 17-16 with 12.5 to go here in the first half. Madden Seidel, you better make a three, big guy. You better make a three. You know I want to call one more at least. Blue with the basketball moving from left to right here at White. Ten Brink gets it up to Shore. We're going to be joined by Bryson Palmquist here in a moment. To the cup, Shore handed hook from the left side. Carson Shore, part of that Chase County team that made it to state for the first time since the 90s. It's a 19-16 lead for Blue. Bryson Palmquist to Council Grove. Nine quick first half points. You're just feeling good, aren't you?
Yep.
Unanimous first team all Flint Hills League. That's got to be an honor. As Nolan Jacob missed a three, and Trester, but a third chance opportunity by Finn Gant, your high school teammate, with the bucket there. But, oh, man, you got to like this. Are you having fun?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a blast.
Well, you guys made it to the sub-state final in 3A. Who'd you guys run into? Wasn't it Heston?
Heston, yep, Heston.
And they ended up winning it all.
Yep.
That's been like the last couple of years. Gant to the cup, and they're going to get a foul on Blue. There'll be two free throws for Finn Gant, who's got seven. Well, you were named third team all 3A according to Keisha Cover today.
Yeah, that's right.
Any thoughts on your any decision for your future yet?
I think I'm going to Wichita State next year.
Oh.
Decided to focus on my schooling.
There you go.
I'm going to go major in finance. And
awesome.
I might try get on the practice team, but I don't know for sure yet. Haven't figured that out.
Van Gant misses two free throws. Blue with the shot. It was Tin Brink missing. Red looking to run. Nolan Jacob. Skip pass. Here is Pfeiffer to the cup. Right side for Trester, actually. He's got seven. Red leads 20-19. Bryson, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Best of luck at WSU.
Thank you.
That is Bryson Palmquist, Council Grove, with me as Red leads 20-19, 11:26 to go here in the first half from White. Colton Nish, top of the key, a deep three. He hit it from the top of the key. Colton Nish with the three, putting the Blue team back on top, 22-20. With 11:12 to go here in the first half. Nolan Trester to the cup, looking to keep going, and he lays it in from the left side. He's got nine, ties the game at 22. Carson Schroer with me as he's going to put the headset on. And good season for you guys.
Oh, yeah. It was great. Yeah. I going to state is amazing. So, yeah.
Your dad was on the last team that made it to state.
Yes, that is true. He was a freshman and when he went, and I'm a senior when I, so, yeah.
Yeah, you guys ran to a juggernaut there, and Sterling ended up winning it all. Palmquist missing. Third chance for Palmquist. He's got 11. What is it like going against Bryson Palmquist? Now you're teaming up with him.
It is nice to have him on team, that's for sure.
Blue with a 24-22 lead. Here's Jacob right wing, a three. No. Rebound picked up by Porter Dieters, Mission Valley, with his first basket. Ties the game at 24, 10.5 to go. Well, you got track season. Big things coming up on the track for you in the county?
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. The 800 is going to be tough, but it'll be a fun one.
Tin Brink with a jumper from the left block. Got a lob from Colton Ish. Blue leads 26-24 at 10:15 to go. Well, Carson, you are have you decided on your plans?
Yeah, I'm going to Pratt Community College to pursue automotive into technology. Automotive, like be a mechanic, so yeah.
Tin Brink with a three on a layup from the right side. I believe that was Caden Frank with the layup. Makes it 29-26, 9:52 to go. Tin Brink again. He got an assist. Timmy Roberts. Tin Brink going off. He's got 7, 31-26. Carson, looking forward to covering you on track. Best of luck at Pratt.
All right, thank you.
That is Carson Shore of Chase County. We have a media timeout. Blue leads 31-26, 9:48 to go here in the first half. Back after this, you're listening to the Flint Hills Optimist Club All-Star Basketball Classic.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by Shankey Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. By USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to all Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs! And by the City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by MT Networks. For fast, reliable internet in northern Greenwood and Coffee counties, connect with confidence at mtnetworks.com. ESB Financial, making banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money is always within reach. Learn more at esbfinancial.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. And by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most.
Country 101.7.
Blue leads 31-26, 9:40 to go here in the first half. We'll have our next player interview here coming up shortly. As Red with the ball, Frank out to Jacob in the far corner. Jacob kicks it out to Frank in the far corner. Here is a three. Dane Winters in and out. Offensive rebound for Red. Here's a jumper by Frank left side from 15 feet. He's got four. 31-28 blue. Sage Pfeiffer of Burlington here. And you guys made it to state. You guys... Oh, I heard what happened at the end, but gotta be glad you went to state in 3A.
Yeah, it was a good experience. I was glad to go. It was just unfortunate that we had happened at the end.
What did you like about your coaching staff? As Dane Winters with a bucket from the right side makes it 31-30, his first basket.
I would just say that they're all very personable people. Like, they're easy to talk to, and they have solutions to your problems when you go and ask them. They just make it fun to play.
Hunter Tim Brink with a rebound off a Bryson Palmquist miss from three. Here's a three. Bang! Fake Colton Ish! He's got six. Makes it 34-30. What'd you like about Damon Schmidt? He played in this game. He was an he was MVP with your coach.
Yeah, I actually texted him because I saw the MVP list, and I saw it, and I said, ain't no way you won MVP here,
he
Damon.
He dropped 41 in this gym.
41?
In a Lyon County League tournament game at Zach Oswald. With a layup from the right side. He's got six. Makes it 34-32 blue. You're going to go to Oklahoma State?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about doing. That's what I'm planning.
Hunter Tim Brink a three. Right wing missing. Rebound to Red. Picked up by Gunnar McMahon. Nolan Jacob to the cup. Oh, he slammed it. And Nolan got to love it. His coach Lee Baldwin has to love it. Didn't let him dunk in the regular season. As Jared Casey got to love it. Here's a three for Timmy Roberts. Timmy Roberts with five. Are you having fun, though, Sage, as well?
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun. It's a blast out here.
Well, any spring sports for you?
Yeah, I play golf.
Okay.
We have our first meet at Emporia on Friday.
Awesome.
Friday.
Awesome. Well, Sage, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Bet you're looking forward to seeing some Big 12 basketball there as Tinbrink with nine now with a layup from the right side. So, yeah, I like that you get to see some Big 12 basketball at Oklahoma State.
Yeah, that'll be awesome to watch. I'm thinking about trying to walk on there, but we'll see how that goes.
Well, I wish you nothing but the best so in your future at Oklahoma State.
Thank you.
Sage Pfeiffer of Burlington joining me. Blue with a five-point advantage at 39-34. 7:22 to go. Here is a three. Trester left wing. Bounced in! Nolan Trester, 12 points. It's a two-point game, 39-37. 7:13 to go. Here in the first half, Drew Conrady. Now baseline, Wyatt Bailey, right side. 16 to shoot for Blue. Shore, right wing, a three. No, it's a brick. Rebound to Zach Oswald. The Lebo product. Hunter Buttery kicks it out. Oswald Tapp wanted to take it. Colton Nish will be with me here in a second. Nolan Trester to high hand. Got it deflected. Stolen away by Drew Conrad. Colton Nish of Madison with me. And Colton, I got to see you the last couple of years. Madden Siles shot fake. Now he takes the three right left wing. Switch! Puts to Sherwood for a three! Madden Siles with five. It's a five-point advantage. 42-37, 6:37 to go. Madden Siles really liked that three.
Yeah.
That's a five-point lead. Well, Colton, just a great career for you down there in Bulldog country.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. It was a fun ride.
What was it like playing quarterback this year?
It was so fun.
Zach Oswald trying to go in and go to work left side. He's going to get two free throws. That win at El Saline had to be fun this last year.
Yeah, that was a cold game.
Playing in the mud, too.
Yeah. I mean, we had two big plays, and the rest were tackle for losses, so it was maybe some luck in there.
Well, basketball solid for you as well.
Yeah, it was a good season, solid.
You're going to go to the Flint Hills Technical College for agriculture?
Yep. Stay in ag. I've grown up on a family farm, so stay in the family.
What was it like playing for Coach McNeil the last couple of years and Coach Ty Schraber?
It was a lot of fun. I mean, they're both good coaches. They push you a lot. So, I mean, they made me the best I could be. It was a lot of fun to play for them.
You want some track?
Yep, track and some golf for fun.
Okay. Well, Colton, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Best of luck at Flint Hills Technical College.
Thank you.
Colton Nish with me as a layup missing right side by Finn Gant. Zach Oswald made two free throws, making it 42-38 Blue with 5:50 to go here in the first half. Underhanded hook, Palmquist. Zach Oswald with another rebound. The double-double machine for Lebo. Finn Gant, layup right side in. Finn Gant has nine, makes it 42-40. 5.5 to go here in the first half from Wild Auditorium. We do have a couple more Blue interviews to get to you. And there's a deflection stolen away by Buttray for Council Grove. Zach Oswald with it. Timmy, why don't you go ahead and put that headset on. Trester looking to go step back, but gets it. Here's a deep three for Zach Oswald. Too strong. Rebound chased down by Sage Pfeiffer. Timmy Roberts, a Burlingame with me, and fun basketball season, fun football season as well for you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and just move this closer so speak loud. What's it been like playing for Slater and West the last couple of years?
Really fun. Slater, you know, he's just a genuine guy. He's real fun to be around, and he's cool. West is the same way. You know, he's a cool guy.
There's Dane Winters just tying the game.
Yeah.
Dane known to do some big things. Also Drake Skirvin.
Oh, yeah, those are my guys.
You guys were so close to getting to state. Clifton Clyde just decided to ruin that.
Yes, they did.
The Scotchney kid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. What are your future plans? Let me look at that on my notes. Going to come down to the tech college for a dental assistant degree.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah. You got to be excited for that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, one more thing. What's it like coming back to Y Auditorium?
Oh, it's super fun. You know, this is a good game. It's fun.
And any spring sports for you?
No, sir.
Well, you're getting ready to go to the real world.
Yes, sir.
Timmy, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Best of luck at the Tech College.
Thank you, man.
No problem. Timmy Roberts of Burlingame with me. I got a 42-42 tie here with 4:46 to go here in the opening half, and the blue team will have the basketball. Carson Schroer across the timeline, gets over to Drew Conrady. Conrady top, swings over Schroer, left wing, a three, too strong. Zach Oswald with the rebound for Red. Zach Oswald, deep pass, lob it in. Trester from the left side. Assist goes to Frank. Trester has 14, and Red team with a lead, 44-42. 4:20 to go here in the first half. Conrady gets it to... Here is Palmquist, wide open, a jumper missing from the left side. Off rebound to put Ray for Council Grove. Here's a three missing by Frank. Rebound picked up by Trester from the elbow. Yes, sir! Nolan Trester, have a night. Caden Colton Barrett has to love it. He's got 16. And Eric Porter's Red Squad is up four. 46-42 with 3:48 to go here in the first half. To the cup, Palmquist got rejected, got it back to Owen, dribbles it out to the left wing. Palmquist baseline to the cup. Trester fouled him. And it'll be two free throws for Bryson Palmquist. 11 points for him. At 3:38 to go, Eric Porter looking to go out on top. Final time coaching in the All-Star game. The Madison alum going against an Emporia High alum. Free throw too strong for Bryson Palmquist. We do have two interviews left, or one interview. Pfeiffer and I think Drew Conrady is the only one. Drew Conrady is the only one that I need, so we will do that here. Second one, Palmquist switch. 12 points for the senior from Council Grove. 3-point advantage for the Red, 46-43, 3:35 to go. And the Zach Oswald, low post right side, looking to go. Kicks it out, Nolan Jacob. Now here's Trester, the high hand, left wing, a three. And almost got a bounce, offensive rebound, turnaround jumper, it's in for Gunnar McMahon. His first basket, the West Franklin product, 48-43 in favor of Red at 3:15 to go. Here's Palmquist, right wing, a three for the answer. Brick, rebound, long rebound, Nolan Jacob for the Red. Frank gets it, McMahon. McMahon in the paint. Floater from 13. No. Rebound to Pfeiffer or Blue. Going to Palmquist to the cup. Underhanded hook off the glass and in for Bryson Palmquist. 14 for him. And it's a three-point game as we approach the two-minute mark. We're under three, but 2 minutes left in the first half. Back Oswald, a three short from the right wing. Rebound to Drew Conrady. So if Blue keeps scoring under two and still down, that's going to the cup right side. It's in for Sage Pfeiffer. He's got 5-1-point game. 48-47 at 2:25 to go. Lobbing in as two deep on that pass. Madden Silo with a steal. Madden left side, full court, left wing. Gets it in to Pfeiffer. Low post left side. Jumper, and he's going to get fouled at 2:16 to go in the opening half. Foul will be on Trester. As Pfeiffer will shoot two, 5 points for him. If Blue does get the lead, it wouldn't go to make it take it. Free throw on the way for five. Pfeiffer is too strong. Porter Dieter's back in for Trester. At 2:16 to go, Ken Hansen, we still have one more Blue interview, but that player is on the floor still for Dylan Farr. Pfeiffer's three, or second, almost bounced in, but a rebound to Gunnar McMahon. 2:14 to go here, first half. Red leads 48-47. High scoring affair here. Frank left wing a three, too strong. Rebound picked up by Tenbrink. Tenbrink looking to go all the way, lob it up, missed the shot. Was Conrady, but Pfeiffer with a rebound and a stick back from the left side, got 7, 49, 48. Jacob to the cup, laid it in from the left side. The Jacobs behind me love it. He's got 4. Red leads 50-49, minute 43 to go here in the first half. Bryson Palmquist looking to go step back from the corner from 3. Short rebound Red, picked up by Gunnar McMahon. Now 90 seconds to go here in the first half. Caden Frank, a three from the corner. Across the way, he drained it. He's got seven, and a four-point lead for Red. 53-49, 80 seconds to go here in the opening half from Wine Auditorium. Pfeiffer top of the key of three, too strong. Zach Oswald trying to chase down that rebound. It's loose and picked up by Conradi. Baseline to Palmquist. Palmquist to the cup, Euro step, missed it from the right side. Long rebound, Zach Oswald saved it. And a timeout called by Eric Porter at 102 to go. Here in the first half, Red leads 53-49. So we'll just keep it right here. It's a 30-second timeout. As we do have the make it, take it rules. As real quickly, let's get you a score from the from college basketball. K-State women playing USC. USC without Juju Watkins suffered a season-ending injury on Monday. K-State hanging in there, 48-43, down five, 32 seconds to go in the third quarter from Spokane, Washington. And the other NCAA game going on is Duke and Alabama. Trying to get a score from that. Duke leads 30-22 with 7:57 to go in the first half. That's a Duke team that KU beat early. And KU cannot find the rhythm after that. Lost to Mizzou and Creighton. And it went all downhill from there. Losing to Arkansas too hurt. Red ball out of the timeout. McMahon at the top, swing it over to Dane Winters. Nolan Jacob with it. Jacob gets it over to Porter Dieters here in the near corner. 10 to shoot for the Red. Jacob at the top. Short time for the Red. 7. Here's a 3 top. It's a swish. It's a rainbow 3. Gunner McMahon. He's got 5 and a 7-point lead for the Red, largest of the game. And the Palmquist shot fake from the block. Out to Madden Siles. Shot fake top. Now he'll take a 3. He almost hit a second. Rebound to Zach Oswald. You're not getting the rebound over Zach. And it'll be one shot for the Red team. Leading by 7, their largest of the game. 13 seconds. Jacob with 10 in between the circles. Jacob looking to go to work with a family. Here's a screen. Nolan in the paint. Dishes off to Oswald. Loose on the 4 seconds. Pfeiffer across the timeline from 30 feet top. Too strong. That'll do it for the first half. Red leads 56-49. We'll be into our halftime show next. Red leads 56-49. Back after this, you're listening to the Flint Hills Optimist Club All-Star Basketball Classic.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by the Madison Alumni Association. They back the Bulldogs. Come out and support Madison High School student-athletes every step of the way. By Burlingame USD 454, engaging, inspiring, and empowering their students in the classroom and on the court. Bearcat Strong. And by the She Shed. Stop by the She Shed for coffee or lunch and browse their secondhand store. They proudly support the Hartford Jaguars.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by the City of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of the Chase County student-athletes and coaches, and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go Bulldogs! Wolf Wash, Dog Wash, and Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car clean. Check out their automatic wash, 3 self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game.
Country 101.7.
We're at halftime of the boys' game of the Flint Hills Optimist Club All-Star Basketball Classic. I'm joined now by a familiar face. It's Brett Stewart, also an Optimist Club member, also Lady Spartan assistant coach. And Stewie, another fun night.
Oh, it is. It's great. You know, it's just fun to see the area kids coming together. They play against each other, most of them, throughout the summer and through the season. It's good to see them have some fun out there on the court.
I feel like you guys did a great job splitting things up. We've had two competitive games.
Yeah, it is. It's not easy. I know Ken Hansen does a great job going out and scouting as he's working for you guys on the radio.
But, yeah.
And we look at stats, we look at height and weight and that sort of thing. But it's not always easy, and it doesn't always work out that way. But it looks like it's very competitive and even matched teams tonight.
I know Michael Deeker assisted as well.
Michael's done a great job,
Well, a fun one here. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I didn't ask Ken that you want to bring up.
Well, you know, we just want to thank all our sponsors. You know, this game doesn't happen with them. We ask the participants to get two sponsors from their local community for our program. They do a great job of that, plus our area sponsors. And we can't do it without them and provide the opportunities for youth in the Emporia area.
And you talk about the great volunteers you have, Bill Neinstead bringing his time to do the PA, and, of course, our officials, Nancy Tooley, one of them,
Scott Grogg. Yep.
Lyon County League Commissioner,
we can't do it. Bill's been great. He's on, like I said, on the PA system, and all the Optimists that are here selling tickets, taking tickets, working the scoreboard, working with the band. The band's great. Opie's here for about the third or fourth year in a row, and they just do an outstanding job for us.
Yeah, I like the turnout here too.
Yeah, it's great. We can't thank the community enough. They've always supported this. It's started in 1980. Coach Slaymaker started this in 1980. The Optimists took it over in 1991, and it just keeps getting better and better every year.
Well, hopefully another good second half. I know Eric Porter wants to go out on top.
He does. Eric's been great. He's done this 10 years now, and this is last year, he said. He's got some kids, and just getting harder and harder for him. But we appreciate everything he's done for us, and He got down a little. I think he's a little frustrated, not with the kids, just the situation. But he just kept telling, "Hey guys, it's early." And they went on a run and are up 7.5 and looking pretty good right now.
Well, I think this is going to be a very fun second half. I spoke to both him and Dylan Farr, and I said there's going to be some offense.
There is. There's a lot of offense. I wouldn't say there's much defense out there, but
well, you just want them to play man. You don't want them to play zone.
Oh no, they're not going to play zone. Nope, that's against the rules anyway. So, but I agree, the kids look like they're having fun. And what's fun is, and you saw this in the girls' game as well as the boys' game, is we try and pit the teammates up there, two kids from Emporia, two kids from Lebo, whatever. We put them on opposite teams. And it's fun to watch them go back and forth and have some fun. And the smiles said it all.
Well, Brett, thanks for the time. And enjoy the second half. Talk to you again soon.
Sounds good, Dylan. We appreciate everything you and KBOE did for us.
Yep, no problem. Brett Stewart with me. Let's take a one-minute break. We have one more blue team interview that we're going to do, and we're going to do that here at halftime. 56-49 red. We're back in a minute with our final blue player interview. You're listening to the Flint Hills Club Optimist Club All-Star Basketball Classic. Oh, we'll just keep it right here. Let's go ahead and knock out the interview. Our final blue player interview is Drew Conrady of Lebo, and gotta be glad you're back here.
Yeah, it's exciting to play at this place. It's a good environment, good court, and good group of guys we're playing with.
Well, Zach Oswald, but that's different to have him on the other side.
Oh yeah, definitely. Guarding that guy is pretty tough, but it's fun. Love the competition.
I want to ask you something. You hit a grand slam the other day.
I did, yeah, I did.
And your sister had to match you and have two home runs and got athlete of the week because of it.
Yeah, I know. She hit two, I get one. Like, she scored more than me in basketball, so, I mean, she's always pushing me to do better. Same here for her, so.
Well, three consecutive trips to the state, and I know this year was just kind of different.
Yeah, I mean, going out to Colby, different environment. I mean, new team, new faces, big old freshman class coming in. I'm glad we made the trip out there, though. It was a good experience with those group of guys. But I think the team's in good hands, and the future is looking bright. So,
second team all Lyon County League, and honorable mention 1A2 from Keisha today.
Yeah, that feels good.
Feels good. Feels good to have some. And you are playing baseball, so you hope to do some good things. You're going to go to college and study exercise science. Do you know where yet?
No, I'm not sure. Emporia is definitely one of the bigger options for me just because it's closer to home.
Awesome. Well, Drew, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Best of luck in your future.
Thank you.
That's Drew Conrad of Lebo, and let's go ahead and take our break, and we'll come back. We'll give you some stats before we start the second half. Red leads 56-49. Back after this. You're listening to the Flint Hills Club Optimist Club All-Star Basketball Classic.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by the Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! By Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. And by Rayburn Heating and Cooling Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by Advantage Metals Recycling in Emporia. They buy high-quality scrap metals from appliances, old vehicles, farm equipment, and structured steel. Advantage Metals Recycling, 302 Graham Street. Emporia Public Schools, they engage, they empower, they inspire. And by Becker Auto Sales, great deals on premium pre-owned vehicles with financing options for everyone. Visit BeckerAutoSalesLLC.com today.
Country 101.7.
Red leads 56-49. We're about to start the second half. Let's give you some of the stats, and they got to be unofficial, but I've been keeping track. First for Red, we'll be joined by this guy here in just a moment. Nolan Tressler leads Red with 16. Finn Gant with 9. Caden Frank with 7. Dane Winters with 4. Nolan Jacob with 4. And Gunnar McMahon with 5 for Red. That tallies up to 56. For Blue, Bryson Palmquist with 14, Colton Nish with 6, Hunter Tenbrink with 9, Carson Schroer 2, Madden Sala with 5, Timmy Roberts 6, Sage Pfeiffer with 7 for Blue. We're about to start the second half, and like I mentioned, we're joined by the leading scorer currently for Red, Nolan Tressler of Hartford. Did you have some motivation coming in?
A little bit. Nothing crazy, you know. Really just wanted to do the best I could, represent Hartford.
Well, the lone Hartford representative in the boys' contest. I know you guys had a great season. Just fell to Lebo in the sub-state final.
Yep.
What's it been like to play for Coach Barrett the last couple of years?
Amazing. I loved playing with Barrett. Very great opportunity. I don't think I would have chosen anyone else to be my coach.
Well, and you also got to play football for Coach Kistner.
Yeah, that was nice. I wasn't much of a football guy, but it was definitely fun.
Most definitely. And any spring sports for you?
No, sir.
So you're this is going to be the final thing for you.
Yeah.
You're going to go to the college welding. Any decision there? Where?
Not yet. I haven't decided.
Okay.
Just whatever I can get to first. Probably going to go to the Tech College for a couple years and then go from there.
Awesome. Well, have a great second half, Nolan, and best of luck in your future.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Nolan Tressler of Hartford as the Red leads 56-49, lobbing in. And a backdoor slam! Two hands, Bryson Palmquist. 16 for him. 5-point deficit for the Blue at 56-51, just underway. Here is Buttery. Now Jacob, left wing three. In and out. Offensive stick back. Buttery. His first basket. Red leads 58-51. 19:29 to go. Ish to Roberts. Extra pass to Bailey. Now Ish with it. Left wing. Zach Oswald will join me here in a second. 13 to shoot for the Blue. Palmquist to the cup. And he takes it to the cup and laid it in. 18 points for Bryson Palmquist. And it's a 5-point game, 58-53. 19:07 to go. Zach Oswald to Lebo here. Zach, two-time athlete of the week here during basketball season. Jacob to the cup. Hey, got a floater to go. There you go, Nolan. He's got 6. Makes it 60-53, 7-point advantage. Well, Zach, you've had a great career at Lebo.
Thank you.
What's it mean to be here at Wyatt Auditorium? Schroer with a layup from the left side.
He's got four.
Go ahead.
It's been a really good opportunity just to come here and play with these great group of men. I know there's a bunch of talent here on the Red and Blue squad. So it's just really fun playing with a bunch of really good athletes. So, it's just a really good opportunity to come here.
Colton Nish drains a three from the college line. He's got 9 after a Nolan Jacob layup from the right side. 4-point game, 62-58, 18-19 to go. Well, Zach, 3 straight years of going to state. And I know Dexter or Dighton was a tough challenge.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. It was really hard because they did a 2-3 zone. We knew that we were going to face the zone. We're not much of an outside or shooting team, and that fact of matter, but we're more of an inside paint type of team, so it was really kind of hard to get me or the chances for other people to get the ball in the paint. So
spring sports for you?
Yep, I'm going to do baseball and track.
Awesome.
Or I guess I am in baseball and track. We had one night already of baseball against Olpe or SLC.
And we went 1-1?
Split with them, yep. And then we had our first track meet yesterday. So
awesome. You're going to go to the Mizzou?
I'm going to Washburn.
You're
going to
go to Washburn? Oh! Poor USA fan's not going to like that. Here's a corner three missing by Caden Frank. Rebound to Timmy Roberts. But what are you going to say at Washburn?
I'm going to do biology to become an orthodontist. So.
And after the spring, sports hanging it up?
I think so.
Oh. Well, I got to cover your sister as well. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Two Oswalds I got to cover here. So here's Shore for three here in the near corner. Missing rebound picked up by Nolan Jacob. Well, Zach, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Best of luck at Washburn. Looking forward to seeing what you do this spring.
All right, thank you so much.
No problem. Zach Oswald, Lebo, as still a four-point game, 62-58, 17-12 to go. We do have a foul, and it'll be ball out of bounds for Red. We do have another interview to come. Nolan Jacob, baseline, left side. Gets to the Finn Gant. Gant lost the handle. It's loose on the floor, picked up by Carson Shore. Shore looking to go, and it's intercepted by Finn Gant. Saved, and it's out of bounds across the way. It'll go to the Red team. We have Gunnar McMahon joining me from West Franklin. And what's it like to be back at Y Auditorium?
It's been pretty fun. I like playing here.
Yeah.
So we've played a lot of the Flint Hills League tournaments here, so it's been fun.
Well, what else has have you liked of your 4 years?
Getting to play with all the different guys. I got lucky to where when I came up, I had a spot open, so I got to play with a lot of different guys and getting to watch them go places and see how they're doing, so it's been fun.
Most definitely. And won the three-point contest as there is a three by Wyatt Bailey here in the near corner. Makes it a one-point game, 62-61. Well, let's see. You are going to go to Baker.
Yeah, I'm excited to play baseball.
You're going to play baseball? Okay.
Yeah.
Nolan Jacob, a runner from 14 feet left side. 10 points for him, 64-61 Red. So baseball at Baker.
Yeah.
Going to go play in the Heart of America League.
I'm pretty excited, yeah.
It's going to be that's fun. That's a fun mm-hmm. league.
Yeah.
So also you were named honorable mention All-State in 3A according to Acacia Cover today.
Yeah.
Along with your honorable mention All Flint Hills League.
Yeah, I was excited about that too. Yeah. So I get to learn on the way up here. Mom told me that. So
awesome.
I was kind of on the way here.
Yeah. Well, Gunnar, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Best of luck at Baker.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Gunnar McMahon of West Franklin joining me as we have a three-point game, 64-61, 16-12 to go. Madden's all going to work right side. Madden needs some help. And skip pass here is Conrady at three. Air ball, rebound Zach Oswald. 16 minutes to go, three-point lead as we're going to have a great interview with Nolan Jacob here in a moment. Going to the cup, layup, missing there, Dane Winters. Rebound picked up by Wyatt Bailey. Madden Seidel, right wing to Conrady. Far side, Conrady, right elbow, kicks to the ish. Now the Palmquist here in the near corner. Bryson Palmquist in the paint. Eurostep floater crawls in. Palmquist, 20 points for him. One-point game, 64-63, 15-32 to go. McMahon back in. I think your parents need to pay attention, Nolan Jacob, of Emporia High. And what's it like to be back here at Wyatt Auditorium? No, we didn't get to play here in the Paul Terry Classic this past season.
Yeah, it's been great. Didn't get to play last year because I was hurt, and sophomore year wasn't getting a whole lot of minutes. So, you know, it's fun to finally be able to play on this court. It's a fun atmosphere.
Most definitely, sir. And your favorite moment from this last year?
I got to say the Manhattan game.
There you go. That is the one and only correct answer.
Yeah, that was a fun one. You know, great team win, great comeback. You know, hit some shots. It was just a great game.
McMahon hit a shot and a three by Madden Sahl. He had another three while I was paying attention to talking to you. He's got eight. 66 all, 14:54 to go. We're going to finish our interview with Nolan Jacob. Well, The correct answer, best thing of the season, Manhattan game, that corner three, and you dropping 22 on him.
Yeah, that was a fun one, you know.
That was a fun one. That was a fun one. Hey, real quickly, I need to ask you this.
Okay.
What's it like to have Jared Casey, the KU legend, to come watch your basketball game?
You know, it's great. He's very supportive. You know,
that's right, sir.
Great guy. Yeah, KU legend. You know,
that's right.
Getting ready for the NFL. You know, it's great to have him around. He's a great dude, and I really appreciate the support.
Most definitely. And you're going to go rep the Crimson and Blue.
Yes, sir. Yes, I am.
What are you going to study, big man?
Biology. I'm a pre-dental, so.
Didn't I hear you're going to try to be a manager for Leipold?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Hey, let's go, sir.
Yeah, real
excited
for that.
Let's go, sir. You know I like that. You know, every broadcast this season, I always talk about how much you love your Jayhawks. And I know you're going to rep it so hard because you're making me proud, too. And big golf season coming up for you guys.
Yeah. You know, we got a great squad this year.
Right.
Four seniors. We're real excited. I think we're going to have a great year. You know, Hudson's leading the way. And then, you know, me, Jared, Will, the seniors. Then we got, you know, a bunch of other guys that are really
Marley,
competing.
Marley, Carter, yes. And Chesney, Urkel.
Javen, Isaiah. We got a
there
bunch
go,
of guys Javen. Competing. Yeah, a bunch of guys competing. A bunch of guys just going out there and battling every
Zach
day.
Zach Oswald for the lead. He's got 10 for the layup from the right side. But Nolan, I'm ready for you to go play some big-time golf. And state's at home, too.
Yes, it is.
League's at home, too.
It is.
All right. Well, Madden trying to make another three. You made more threes than he did.
I did. Don't let him forget.
Sage Pfeiffer with 9 and makes it a 68 all game. Nolan, congratulations on all your accomplishments. You know I've enjoyed covering you the last couple of years. I still got golf with you. And best of luck at KU, and you know I'm going to say it to you because you make it proud. Rock Chalk.
Yes, sir. Rock Chalk. Thank you.
That is Nolan Jacob of Emporia High, 68 all, 13:43 to go here in this contest. Here's a three. Missing as Zach Oswald trying to go for another rebound. Shannon Farrell trying to get another picture of everyone. Of me, Madden Seil takes corner three. He hit another. Madden, his third three. 11 big boy points from Madden. Makes it 71-68 blue. Dylan Farr loves a jumper missing by Red. Put back good there by McMahon. 9 for him. Makes it 71-70. And let's see. We have Caden Frank of Wabunsee with me here. What's it like to be – you only got to play here 3 times.
Yep. We played here for our Flint Hills League tournament. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty nice, actually. Nice environment, you know.
What's the transition from the league that you guys were in as missing the shot with Trester? Jacob, floater, missing. He's trying to go for it as Colton Ish with the rebound. Go ahead.
The Mideast League was definitely a lot tougher. I feel like a lot of bigger schools and – stuff like that, but yeah, there's definitely some stiff competition here in the Flint Hills League too. So
you were second team all Flint Hills League and honorable mention all state according to Case You Covered.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Drew Conray missed a three right wing, but the put back from the right side by Hunter or Tenbrink. 11 for him, 73-70 blue with 12:21 to go. Well, what are your future plans, Mr. Frank? Construction science, where at?
Kansas Westland. I think I'm going to go.
Hey, K-Dub. I respect them. Conray to the cup, left side, laid it in. Drew with his first bucket, 75-70. Any sports?
Probably basketball, yeah.
And go play for their new coach.
Yep.
I should know his name at the top. Murdoch.
Yep.
Coach Jordan Murdoch.
Mm-hmm.
I know him, too, so. Got to know him when I was in Slant. Colton Ish, a deep three from the top. Missing, rebound out of bounds. It'll go to the red team. 75-70, 11:45 to go. So, have you had some fun tonight?
Yes, it's
very
fun.
It was a good game. You guys are down 5. Hopefully, I know you guys want to send Porter out on high note.
Yeah.
Well, Caden, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Best of luck, Caden.
Thank you.
Caden Frank, Wabunsee, joining me here. 11:45 to go here in this contest. Blue leads 75-70 with red team with the basketball. Trying to make sure I got everyone. McMahon top, swinging over right wing. Buttery, Nolan Jacob, inside the arc, kicks it out to McMahon, left wing, trying to go step back, feeding it in to Buttery. Nolan Jacob, teardrop short, rebound picked up by Pfeiffer. And Red got a steal out of it. Here's Trister in the paint, underhanded hook missing, and solid rebound. Here comes the blue team, leading by 5 at 75-70, nearing 11 minutes to go. To the cup, shot fake, put it up left side, Sage Pfeiffer. 11 points for him, 7-point lead for the blue team, 77-70 with 11 minutes to go. And I'll tell you what, I've got to know about this guy, Nolan Jacob missing a three from the left wing, rebound out of bounds. He'll go to blue. Dane Winters, Burlingame, and fun football basketball season for you guys.
Yep.
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 I know Pops was the coach there before Eric West took over.
For
basketball.
Yeah. I don't know how many years he was there.
Well, he won some games in this gym.
A couple times.
You gotta like being back here as well.
It's enjoyable. One last time.
Here's a three by McMahon from the left wing. He's got 12. Makes it a 4-point game, 77-73. First team all-league in football and basketball. Honorable mention, 1A Division I in basketball, according to Acacia Covered. You're going to enter the workforce as an HVAC tech? That's still have a little bit left in your degree from Washburn Tech?
Yep, that's the plan. I graduate early May.
Oh, you get 2 degrees in the same time, so that's got to feel good.
Yep. It'll be nice not to have to go to school again.
Any spring sports for you?
Nope.
Nope, you're done.
Yep.
Underhanded hook, Jacob from the left side, missing rebound, picked up by the blue team. Dane, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Best of luck in your future in the workforce.
Thank you.
Dane Winters, Burlingame, let's take a media timeout. 77-73 Red with 9:45 to go. Back after this. This is the Flint Hills Optimist Club All-Star Basketball Classic.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. And by Kansas Land Bank, they're now Equity Bank, and they're proud to support all area athletes. With 37 locations across Kansas, they never forget, it's your money. Learn more at equitybank.com, member FDIC.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company, where you'll find footwear for the whole family at 603 Commercial in downtown Emporia. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all athletes good luck. And by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and the surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all their endeavors.
Country 101.7.
Ben Gant with the basketball for Red. Zach Oswald, right wing up top. Caden Frank takes a jumper from three, missing. Rebound picked up by Pfeiffer for Burlington. Porter Dieters of Mission Valley joining me as you have had a great year so far. Football, basketball. I know you guys didn't want to lose to Opie again.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still a good season for you guys. Zach Oswald with a putback from the left side. Zach Oswald has 12, and it's 77-75. Well, under 9 minutes to go. Big baseball season coming up?
Yeah, for sure.
You guys have been to the state tournament 2-1A the last couple of years. I believe state champions a couple of years ago. A three from the right wing. I think that was Wyatt Bailey. Is that Wyatt Bailey there, Mr. Dieters?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Bailey's got six. Here's Frank, right wing, a three. That's short rebound. So you're going to go to K-State?
Yeah, probably, unless I can get something for baseball.
As Timmy Roberts, a three from the near corner. He's got nine, and Red leads by eight. This is their largest lead of the game, 83-75, 8:20 to go. So if you don't get baseball, you're just going to go study at K-State?
Yeah, I'm just going to go up to K-State.
And have fun up there.
Yeah,
and that's probably a fun place. So.
Yeah.
Not far from home either.
No.
Second team all Flint Hills League, and honorable mention 2A, according to the case you covered today for basketball.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Well, yeah, that just came out today. So, Well, Porter, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Best of luck in the future, if it's K-State or even wherever you go for baseball.
All right, thank you.
Porter Dieters, Mission Valley, joining me at 8-12 to go, 83-75. In favor of blue, Zach Oswald, left wing, Zach baseline. Zach looking to go, kicks it out. Buttery kicks it. Frank Tav the key. Foot was on the line for two. Missing. Long rebound. Tav and picked up by Carson Schroer. And it's loose on the floor. Picked up there by Buttery. Buttery gets it to Finn Gant to the cup. Layup right side. Missed it. Easy Bunny missing. Rebound to Palmquist. All three Council Grove Braves on the floor. Palmquist out to Bailey. Left wing a three. Was looking for a third. Missed it. Pfeiffer rebound. Loose. And it's still, and we're going to have a out of bounds. It'll go to the red team at 7:34 to go, an 8-point lead. We have two interviews left, and they're both from Council Grove. And they're both on the floor, so we will get to them when we get a minute, or when they're on the bench. Trester, free throw line. Caden Frank, left corner, a three, too strong. Rebound tapped in the hands of Palmquist, who saved it over Zach Oswald. Well, Palmquist away for blue with 20. Trester at 16 to the cup. Left side layup for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, 13 for him for the Burlington Wildcat. As Conradi and Tinbrink in for blue. Pfeiffer and Palmquist out. Gant will come out. And he is one of the two remaining. 10-point lead for Red. Lorches of the game, 85-75. 7 minutes to go. We have two left. Here's a layup right side, Zach Oswald. Go to work, Zach. He's got 14. He got his second Athlete of the Week plaque earlier today. 8-point lead for Blue, 85-77. 6:45 to go. Drew Conrad at the right elbow. Kicks to the Shore at the top. Shore right-handed dribble, gets it to Conrad. Shot fake. Now Bailey here near wing at 10 to shoot for the blue. Bailey gets it to Tinbrink with 7. Tinbrink right-handed dribble looking to the cup. Underhanded hook missing. Rebound picked up by Dane Winters. Finn Gant, Council Grove here. 9 points for him. And what's it like to be back here in Wyatt Auditorium?
It's good. I haven't picked up a basketball in a little while, but it's good.
What was it like to play for Coach Hula?
Oh, he's great.
Conrad rejected by Trester. And it's out of bounds, and it'll go to Red at 6:06 to go. Honorable mention in the Flint Hills League this year, and Heston got you guys in the sub-state final.
Yeah.
Well, and Hunter here from Council Grove, and you guys are going against Palm Bryson.
Yeah.
What are your future plans? Have you decided yet?
Yeah, I'm going to K-State.
Okay.
Engineering. So.
A lot of people do that. Here's a layup from the left side.
Yeah.
That is Dieters. Four for him. Down to six. 85-79. 5:45 to go. So when did you start making that decision? When did it come that you wanted to focus on your academics and study at K-State?
I've always wanted to pursue secondary education. But
okay.
I just decided, I don't even know, like 2 months ago that I was going to K-State. So.
Dieters with a bucket makes it a 4-point game. He's got six, 85-81, 5:20 to go. And well, it's going to be fun going to Manhattan, hopefully. Layup right side by Tinbrink is missing. And the red team with a rebound trying to get it to two or even one. And the Oswald right side layup. Yes, sir. He's got 16. Well, Finn, congratulations on all your accomplishments. 2-point game, probably going to be needed down the stretch.
Yeah.
That is Finn Gant of Council Grove. As the blue team with the ball, here's Bailey, left wing a three, it's an air ball. Rebound picked up by Porter Dieters to Oswald, and too deep on that pass, it'll go to blue, grab me a timeout. 4:44 to go, blue team leads 85-83. We're back after this. With the finish, you're listening to the Flint Hills Optimist Club All-Star Basketball Classic.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by USD 251 North Lyon County. Wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2024-2025 school year. By GR Roofing,
proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
The Foothills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by Troy's Trannies and Auto Repair. Get your car or truck back on the road with quality service and mechanical expertise from Troy's Trannies and Auto Repair, 1025 Industrial Road in Emporia. Emporia Orthodontics, 919 West 12th Avenue, Emporia. Dr. Stephen Hott, your hometown orthodontist. And by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road, repairs for your RV for over 25 years.
Country 101.7.
Dane Winters, a corner three, gives Red an 86-85 lead by an answer. Bryson Palmquist from the left wing, 23 for the Council Grove Brave, 88-86 with 4:07 to go. Here from Y Auditorium, we have Hunter Butteray still to interview. He is still on the floor. McMahon top to Nolan Jacob and Dane Winters, the high hand now, hit that three. Porter Dieters to the cup right side, layup missed, but he'll get two free throws at 3:50 to go. Ish is committed with a foul. Porter Dieters to the line, he's got six. Spoke to him a few moments ago. The free throw on the way is good, and Red team with a three-point lead. Well, Dylan Farr's team led by as many as 10, and Red team led by as many as 8. Porter Dieters with 7, looking for 8, missed it. Rebound to Red, 88-87. Blue with 3:45 to go. I'm going to have to go with what the scoreboard has to say. Going to the cup, Palmquist, skip pass, Ish, corner 3, air ball. Rebound McMahon, 88-87, Blue with 3:32 to go. McMahon across the timeline, moving from left to right. To Buttery. Now McMahon, left wing, a three for the lead. No, Palmquist rebound for Blue. Blue looking to run. And too deep on the pass. Paper lost the handle. It'll go to Red. Trester and Oswald back in, and I believe we'll get Buttery. As Porter Dieter's also out as well. Give Mr. Hunter a breather. He's going to get some water at 3:15 to go. He's our final interview here. Nolan Jacob, right wing. Up top, Gunner McMahon. Going up to Nolan Trester. He's got 16. Into Zach Oswald. Rejected there. Madden, Sile, stare down. Madden and Zach having some fun there. Madden's dad, Chuck, I love that rejection from the older Sile. Trester in the paint, going against Drew Conrady. Now to, they lob it in, Zach. Oswald, low, oh, Zach threw an elbow and laid it in right side. Redemption, Zach Oswald, 18 for him. And Red leads 89-88 with 2:48 to go. Step back three, Pfeiffer. Yes, sir! Sage Pfeiffer with 16, 91-89 Blue, 2:38 remaining. Coming down to the wire here at White. McMahon, top, swinging over right wing, Dane Winters. Skip pass, was looking for Trester. It will stay with Red. Well, Ken Hansen, we still need Hunter. And I believe we're going to have a timeout, or we have a substitution, as Wyatt Bailey coming in for Drew Conrady. Zach Oswald at the top of 15 to shoot. McMahon, right wing, rocking some green shoes. McMahon, left elbow. Now it's free to line. Bounce pass into Bailey. And he stole away. One-on-one to the cup. Ish. Left miss from the right side. Rebound to the Red team. Here comes Oswald. Right wing, wide open for three. Too strong. Rebound tapped. And it'll be out of bounds. And it's going to Blue. Hunter. Yeah, that's the only one I need. 2:06 to go, 91-89 in favor of Blue. Blue with the basketball, Pryson Palmquist, 23 points for the Council Grove Brave. Under 2 minutes to go. Palmquist here looking to go to the cup left side. Layup is in. He got contact and no foul called. 25 points. Bryson Palmquist. 4-point game. 93-89. And the Oswald kickball. It'll stay with Red. 23 to shoot. And if Red scores, they'll get make it take it. As here's Porter Dieters back in for Red as Trester will sit down. At 1:43 to go, down four. Eric Porter wants to win in his final game. Dylan Farr has lost two in a row to Mr. Porter. One. You've lost two. And the Zach Oswald, low post left side. Porter Dieters baseline, lost the handle, out of bounds. It stays with Red with 17 to shoot. Oh, come on, Mr. Farr. No, I know. The last two. Inbound, Porter Dieters layup right side is in. Make it, take it. 9 points, Porter Dieters. 2-point game, 93-91. 91 seconds to go. And they'll check in the ball across the way. It is Jacob McMahon, Dieters, Oswald, winners. All guys capable of tying this game. McMahon swings over Porter Dieters right wing. They get into Oswald, low post right side. Out to Dane Winters, a corner three. No! Rebound to Wyatt Bailey. It's deflected. Porter Dieters with it. He got fouled at 1:16 to go. He gets two free throws with 1:16 to go. Foul is on Bailey, and Porter Dieters went 1-for-2 a few moments ago. We'll try to tie the game. 1:16 to go. Porter Dieters, 9 points, and Eric Porter wants time. Does he want time? Come on. 30-second timeout. We'll just keep it right here. And a minute 16 to go. This has been a fun night here from White Auditorium. Two really good games here. Blue team winning 56-55 on a game winner by Sage Hadley. And we got a barn burner here at 93-91 in favor of Dylan Forrest Blue Team. Trying to send Eric Porter out with an L. Won two in a row. Because Dylan Farr lost two last year, and he lost 2 years ago. Dylan Farr doesn't believe me. I have the audio to prove it. I even listened to last year's game when I interviewed him. I said, you lost last year. You're looking for some redemption. So Porter Dieters will go to the free throw line, 1:16 to go. 9 points for the Mission Valley Viking. Some little chit-chatting around. Porter Dieters on the left side of the lane. He's just going to intentionally miss it. Now he's going to take a second. But it still make it take it. So that's why he missed it. Porter Dieters second, in and out, rebound, loose, out of bounds, is going to blue. Oh, the red team wanted that ball, and they're going to save red ball. Our official said, it's going to stay on this end of the floor. Dylan Farr doesn't love it. McMahon inbound, left bucket, Porter Dieters, and the Zach Oswald, shot fake, blocked there, Zach. Got blocked, turnaround jumper, Porter Dieters missed, rebound to blue, 1:04 to go, 2-point advantage. Rafer gets to the Palmquist in the paint, out to Bailey, a corner, 3-4 side, no, rebound McMahon. Here comes the red team, down two, 93-91, 47 seconds to go, 18-second differential, McMahon right left wing, a three, missed it, rebound picked up by blue, Palmquist, right side. To Bailey, 10-second differential. Madden Seidel to Palmquist. About a 10-second differential. Red team looking for a stop. Palmquist threw it away, but it was deflected. It stays with blue. They have 15 to shoot, 26 seconds remaining. Blue team leads 93-91. Inbound here to skip pass. Wyatt Bailey, a corner three here near his side. Short, rebound-ish. Shot clock off. Palmquist put it up from the right side.
Mina, Blue Dagger, 27 for him. Four-point game, 95-91. Jacob cuts it in half. It's make it, take it. 12 points and 95-93, 11 seconds to go. And the red team, a tie can force something, or a three could. Timeout red. Red will have 11 seconds to work with. Eric Porter will call a timeout. And again, it's time to get the phone out to see if there's a game winner here in this one. We'll just keep it right here. Oh, Bryson Palmquist with 27 to lead the way for blue. Zach Oswald has 18 to lead the way for the red. Well, it's been a fun night here at Wyatt Auditorium. It is truly March, everyone, with the Elite Eight going on tonight. It's still halftime from Newark, New Jersey. Duke leads Alabama 46-37. Once again, Florida advancing to the Final Four tonight. 84-79 win over Tech. 11 seconds remaining. 95-93 blue. Jacob to inbound across the way. Inbounds into the backcourt. Gunner McMahon across the timeline. Eight. McMahon. McMahon needs some help. Game winners with five. Lost the handle. Out of bounds. It will go. A turnover forced by blue at 2 seconds to go. And Dylan Farr liking that call at 2 ticks remaining. Madden Sala will inbound. A two-point game. Inbounds to Palmquist with 1 second. He'll shoot free throws. Or it's, they had some fouls to give. That is the third team foul, so Madden Sala will inbound again, and deflected off Zach Oswald. Stays with red, still 1 second. Lob it in, inbound, and that'll do it. 95-93, Dylan Farr with a redemption. After losing two in a row, he beats Eric Porter 95-93. Let's take a break. We'll be on our post game. We have one more interview with Hunter Buttery, and we'll interview our MVP and Dylan Farr next. 95-93, blue team wins it. We're back in a moment. Let's do 2 minutes. You're listening to the Flint Hills Optimist Club All-Star Basketball Classic.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog Basketball. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. Chase County proud. Go Bulldogs.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City's Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And by Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. By the Chase County Rec Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs! And by Grimmett Concrete, they do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
Country 101.7.
95-93, blue team wins it over red. We do have one more player interview that we have to do. Hunter Buttery, did I get that right?
Hayden.
Hayden. I don't know why I had Hunter. So, but you are a late ad here, but what does it mean to be a part of this All-Star game?
It's special. I've played basketball my entire life, and I've played this sport for moments like this. I love the competitiveness. I love the game. And to be here with all these great players, it means a lot.
Well, I know, hey, he's, well, do we have to get him in the picture real quick? Well, let me get this interview done real quick. Yeah, yeah, he's right here. We didn't get him in during the game. So real quickly, what are your future plans?
I'm going to K-State to major in business.
All right. Not that far from home?
Nope. So.
And one more thing. What was it like playing for Coach Hula?
It was amazing. You know, he's a very experienced
coach. Right here.
He's been there a long time, and it's just great experience to play under a guy like that who taught me a lot in the game and improved my skills drastically.
Hayden, congratulations on all your accomplishments. No, I didn't get to see you at the banquet on Wednesday, but best of luck, K-State.
Thank you.
Hayden Buttray of Council Grove, our final player interview as Blue wins it 95-93. So I'll tell you what, Connie, give me a let's do another break real quick. I'll get the sideline headset on, and then we'll do our MVP interview with Bryson Blomquist and Dylan Farr, the winning coach. 95-93, Blue wins it. So it's a sweep for the Blue here tonight. So in two close games. Back after this with our MVP and coach interview. You're listening to the Flint Hills Optimist Club Basketball Classic.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. Seamers Construction, quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. And by Harrison Body Shop in Madison for restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates provided.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by Shankey Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. By USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to all Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs! And by the City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by MT Networks. For fast, reliable internet in northern Greenwood and Coffee counties, connect with confidence at mtnetworks.com. ESB Financial, making banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money is always within reach. Learn more at esbfinancial.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. And by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most.
Country 101.7.
95-93. Blue team wins it over the red team, and we had two really good games here as Dylan Farr and Eric Porter. And Mr. Farr, it was two in a row that you had lost to him.
Is it really?
Sherwood knows his facts.
I need to see it on paper. I don't believe you.
I had it on paper.
All right. I'll take your word.
Okay. Well, you got to win tonight. You know, that was a fun back and forth game. You guys had a 10-point lead too.
Yeah, it was a fun game. 10-point lead, but that make it take it rule, you know, that'll bring a team back pretty quick. You can creep in on a team really fast.
Bryson Palmquist, that was a special performance.
Oh my gosh, I am extremely impressed with that young man. I have not seen a athletic display like that in quite a while. I mean, two lobs in the game, one reverse dunk off the lob. I'm impressed. That was good stuff.
Well, finally getting the win, and Porter's calling it good.
I got Porter his get home loss. It's a ton of fun.
I'm trying to remember when you won MVP in 2018 with Damon Schmidt. You were on the opposite side of Porter, or did Porter coach you?
Porter was my coach. Yeah, Vandiver was the other coach.
Yeah, that's right. So you won one for Porter, and you sent him out with one.
I did, yes.
You going to come back next year?
Absolutely. I love it. This is so much fun.
Yeah, I wonder who's going to be on the opposing side.
That's what I'm looking forward to, because Porter was the staple, right? He's been the guy that's been here for 10 years. I was the new guy. Now it looks like I might be the staple. So who's going to be the new guy to come in and compete?
I don't know. But, hey, man, it's always good to see you. And
it's good to see you.
Yeah. And talk to you again soon, big guy.
Absolutely. You take care.
Yep. Dylan Farr, winning coach, 95-93 for Blue. As I'm going to go ahead and chase down Bryson Palmquist. He is here somewhere. I did just see him. Let's see if I can find him here through
out the crowd. He is hiding. All right, we have found Mr. Palmquist. Uh-oh, there's another familiar face. He's getting pictures taken, so with Hayden, his teammate from Council Grove, has come over here, Mr. Palmquist. The Brian Douglas Most Valuable Player with 28 points, and you had a good start, and you had a good finish.
Thank you.
What did it mean to take over a basketball game?
It's fun. I mean, obviously, I couldn't do it without the help of my teammates getting me open and allowing me to make the plays I can, and we wouldn't have won the game without any of them, too, so it was really fun just to get to come out here and play with all of them.
I don't think you realize you guys were up 10 and that lead went down the drain, but then they were up 8 and you still were able to come back.
Yeah. It took a lot of effort and teamwork, but we got it done in the end, and that's what matters.
You're going to remember your final game at Wild Auditorium very much.
Yeah, I definitely am. It was awesome.
Well, Bryson, congratulations again here tonight. Fantastic performance. Did I ask you earlier about spring sports?
No. I'm golfing.
Okay. So one more season with Coach Hula. So good luck this year, or good luck the rest of the way. Best of luck again at Wichita State.
Thank you.
Bryson Palmquist, the MVP of tonight's game. Well, let's take one more break, and when we come back, we'll wrap things up here from White Auditorium. Once again, the finals here from White. Blue team wins 56-55. On the girls' side, blue team wins 95-93. We're back one final time after this. This is the Flint Hills Optimist Club All-Star Basketball Classic.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by the Madison Alumni Association. They back the Bulldogs. Come out and support Madison High School student-athletes every step of the way. By Burlingame USD 454, engaging, inspiring, and empowering their students in the classroom and on the court. Bearcat Strong. And by the She Shed. Stop by the She Shed for coffee or lunch and browse their secondhand store. They proudly support the Hartford Jaguars.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by the City of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of the Chase County student-athletes and coaches, and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go, Bulldogs! Wolf Wash, Dog Wash, and Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car clean. Check out their automatic wash, 3 self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves! And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by the Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! By Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. And by Rayburn Heating and Cooling Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
Country 101.7.
Back one final time here from Wine Auditorium in the Flint Hills, the 2025 edition of the Flint Hills Optimist Club's All-Star Basketball Classic. With studio engineer Connie Osorio, I know you usually thank our studio engineer throughout our basketball doubleheader, but we had Chuck here as well, so I know I'll give you another thanks, Connie, here in just a little bit. But real quickly, let's kind of go over the scoring real quick for both games, since we didn't have any official stats from the girls' game. So for the blue team in that 56-55 victory, Lainey Winfrey led the way with 19. Sage Hadley had 18 for the blue team. 6 from Josie Romig. 4 from Savannah Davis. Jocelyn Simmons with 3. And 2 from Candace Ashlock. Sadie Shoemaker played but did not score. For the red team in that game, they were led in scoring by Sierra Crouch with 15, 10 each, Jalen Weekly and Lexi Boss. Adea Hefner with 7. Avery Beyer with 4. Kipley Jacobson with 3. Addison Heinrichs with 2. Abby Jones played but did not score. And also they came. Carly Ohl came into the game and hit 2 free throws there late to record the points. That ends up a 56-55 win for the Blue. Now let's go over the boys' stats. Let's start with the Red team. And a lot of guys in double figures. We'll start with Red. They were led by Nolan Tressler Zach Oswald leads the way with 17. Nolan Tressler with 16. 12 from Gunnar McMahon. Nolan Jacob with 12 as well. Porter Dieters with 11. Finn Gant with 11 as well. Hayden Buttray with 2. Dane Winters with 9. For Blue, they were led by Bryson Palmquist with 27. Sage Pfeiffer with 16. Madden Seidel with 11. Hunter Tinbrink with 11. Colton Ish with 9. Timmy Roberts also with 9. Carson Troer with 2. And Drew Conrady with 2. That adds up to a 95-93 victory for Blue Team. So a Blue Team sweep here in this year's Optimist Club All-Star Basketball Classic. A fun night here from White Auditorium, capping off a basketball season. 6 area teams making it to state. 1 state champion with Opie, the Opie boys, the Optimist Club was supposed to have Dexton Holting, but he decided that he was not going to play in this game. He's at a rodeo, but he would have been the lone Opie representative here tonight, and they had to take a Eureka guy that was selected, and Hayden Buttray from Council Grove was a late add, so that was the case there. But a fun night here from White Auditorium here for the 2025 Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Basketball Classic. I want to thank all of our sponsors who couldn't make this broadcast possible and had time to sell it, and it's always a tradition to bring it to you here on towards the end of a couple weeks after the basketball season. So it was a fun night here at White Auditorium. Real quickly, again, got to give thanks to all of our sales staff at KVOE, led by Tim Miller, our sales manager, Judy Neal, Michelle Boyce, Heather Siebert, getting everything sold here. Thank Ron Thomas and Blake Cripps. Blake helped with some setup here at White Auditorium because we have to use sideline equipment for our player interviews when we have a two-man crew. But we adjusted. We adjusted there at the end of the girls' game here tonight with Chuck heading back to the KVOE studios for severe weather coverage. So real quickly, let's give you our KVOE sports calendar coming up, as we'll have the Elite Eight games tomorrow beginning at 1. And that will be Houston and Tennessee, followed by, I'm trying to remember that other game. Can't think of it at the top of my head, but we have both Elite Eight games for you. You can tune in right now to KVOE for Duke and Alabama. So Houston and Tennessee is the first game tomorrow, and then Auburn is in that other game, so that is the other game. Auburn looking to go to the Final Four. So once again, thanks to all of our sponsors, and again a special thanks to Connie Osorio back at the KVOE studios for running the show here tonight. So until football season, our area game of the week will be week 1, but Emporia High will open up week 1 with a home game against Pittsburgh. So for Chuck Samples, thanks for Chuck for coming in and doing the girls game with me, and then he had to run off to do severe weather coverage. I'm Dylan Sherwood. Thanks for tuning in to the Flint Hills Optimist Club All-Star Basketball Classic here on Country 101.7 FM. Bidding you a good evening from Y Auditorium Once again, our finals. Blue team wins the girls' game 56-55. Blue wins the boys' game 95-93. This has been a production of Emporia Radio Stations, Incorporated. You've been listening to the Flint Hills Optimist Club All-Star Basketball Classic on Country 101.7 FM.